Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
You're listening to the man who's screaming from the rooftops for the big banks to help out America's small businesses, the Robin Hood of small business.
Now, don't be sore at the banks. Hell, we fired our CEO and he barely got out with $50 million.
That poor man, is he okay?
Well, as okay as you can be in the north of France.
Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Very excited about having our good friend Bill Brandt back on the show. We got a special episode with Bill this week. We're celebrating 20 years hanging out with us. He's the president and CEO of Development Specialists, Inc. He's a global leader, a global business person, and kings and queens and presidents and dictators and other rascals rely on his counsel all over the world, as do we. And I fall into that list there somewhere. You can decide which one. And he's our good friend, Bill Brandt. Welcome back.
Well, good morning, Jim. I think rascal is the category that I all mean, but I'll leave that go for it.
There
for
you
now.
Go. Hey, Bill, thank you for being here. You're one of our China experts, and I want to get your report on that. I've said for a long time, Bill, based on what you've told me, what others, Ted Fishman and others have told me as I've collected the information on China, I've long said that China was really more of the envy of itself. It had its own internal challenges that were probably going to be more detrimental to it than anything we could do to them. And Hong Kong now seems like maybe one of those things that's rearing its head. What do you think?
Yeah, I think that all is not well in China. The economy is suffering, for them at least, by their standards, a major slowdown, probably the slowest it's been in the better part of 30 years. There are a lot of IOUs floating around. If you recall the recession in the U.S. a couple of years ago,
yeah.
California was forced to issue IOUs, those were issued by China, back by the businesses in China back in 07 and 08. They are back in vogue to the horror of the Chinese.
And when you say IOUs, you mean real IOUs to people?
Yeah, in other words, there isn't enough banking availability or debt availability, and the banks are being very conservative. So suppliers are playing other suppliers with IOUs.
Wow.
And that's a problem that
that's
the Chinese
That's a train wreck waiting to happen.
Yes, and that's what happened last time. Last time, in the end, the Chinese Central Bank, because they were doing so well, had to buy them up and forgive debt, but this time could be a problem. That's on top of the, you know, some of this is the trade war, some of this is the natural slowdown, some of this is because we discussed a long time ago, China has not been the low-cost provider for a long time.
Right.
The, you
know, Indonesia, Vietnam, yeah. They've been taking over that
well,
position.
For a dozen years or more.
Yeah.
And so I was in Hong Kong on Monday for the general strike. I wasn't there for the general strike. I was there while the general strike happened. And Tuesday,
I saw you in the news with a bandana around your head. I saw that.
it actually was lower than that, but I won't get into that here. So, and this morning I'm hearing that the Hong Kong airport is finally shut down after the three days of protests. So, none of this is good. But I will tell you. You know, the Hong Kong folks have gone a little farther off the track than I would have liked to have seen. And frankly, if a group of protesters in France or Russia or the U.S. or Canada attacked a police station, my guess is they'd have held a pay. And so there is admirable restraint on the part of the Hong Kong.
But not for long.
Civil authority. Well, till January. And there's a reason for that. And so it is big, you know, this isn't about Hong Kong. I'll make a long story short. I'll make it oversimplified. But it's not about Hong Kong. It's about Taiwan.
Mm-hmm,
and frankly, you know, there is no doubt that the Hong Kong colony surrendered its sovereignty to China in 1997. If you are there,
British, right.
Yeah, if you are there, exactly. If you are there and you look up, the Hong Kong flag flies lower on a flagpole than the Chinese flag does. And it's clearly Chinese territory. They're not about to give it up.
Right.
Talks of independence and the rest of it is all foolishness. On the other hand, they would dearly love to control the public opinion in Taiwan, so at some point, rather than having to do it by starting World War III, that they might actually get a plebiscite someday in Taiwan in the next generation. Which
what is January? East. What's the deal about January?
There's a presidential election in Taiwan.
Taiwan.
There's a presidential election in Taiwan, and the president.
So they're not going to overplay their hand in Hong Kong. so that it doesn't look like they're strong-arming them to try to promote a favorable vote in Taiwan.
All true. President Tsai, who is the current president, yeah. who was down in the polls, is not fond of relations with China.
Yeah.
The other candidate is, well, it's closer relations. Even he has been forced to move away lately right. in his public statements because of what's happening
right.
in Kona. So if they do something strong at Tiananmen Square in Hong Kong between now and January, they've ensured
right.
at least another generation or two of independence talk in Taiwan.
Right.
They can't afford that.
So when we come back after the break, I'm going to get Bill to talk to us about, we're going to talk about the trade story between the United States and China. We're going to talk about, you know, never mind a trade war or the global impact. You know, if China doesn't, the America really doesn't want China to economy to get that bad. I mean, that's not going to be good for us either. We'll get to see what Bill has to say about that. And we got other topics we'll be talking to him about after the break, 20 till. Right back with Bill Brandt. I'm Jim Blasting. You'll see you with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.